Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, the co-chairman of the IBM Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Norm Lorenz. Norm is the Chief Technology Officer at the Office of Management and Budget. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Bob Reeve. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Well, Norm, let's start by trying to understand OMB and your office. Could you explain its mission and its activities?
The office in which I reside, I work for Mark Forman. Basically, Mark is the CIO for the federal government. And so his title feeds the office. The office is the Office of Management and Budget's Office of Information Technology and E-Government. And basically, the office was established to implement e-government. And I, as the chief technology officer for the federal government, work for Mark. And it's specifically appropriate that we would be an OMB with the M for management and B for budget. Generally speaking, that's how you deploy and control IT spending.
And what do you do as the chief technology officer?
If you look at my job description, it's a rather global job description. It says to oversee the deployment of the most effective technology in the entire federal government in order to serve the citizen. So it's a rather intergalactic kind of description. The practical side of it is I have responsibility for making sure, using an architectural approach, that we use consistent technology in solving business problems that serve the citizen.
Well, how do you do that? As I understand, it's a rather small office, and yet the government is rather large. How do you do that?
As most of the folks that live in OMB understand, that we really don't own anything. We're not an operational organization. We're management and budget management, if you will. The ownership actually occurs in the agencies, and so the process owners, if you will, reside in the agency. So we work with the process owners in doing the implementation of the technology. So you leverage a relatively small staff of effective people in working with those agencies.
Norm, you've described yourself as a pragmatic technologist. What do you mean by that?
Well, I am. In my career, I actually chose to get out of the technology business for a while. I took a hiatus. This was in the late 80s. I actually was at US West at the time, and there was a leader there, Jerry Johnson, who headed the market unit that served basically for that territory, the consumer market. And he actually put me in charge as a product director over installation and repair of all things. I got out of technology because at the time it was a technology push. It was technology looking for a place to happen. And in my view, it really wasn't serving the needs of the customers, at least in terms of what I saw. So I got into marketing, and what I discovered in marketing was in order to serve the customer, all the dots had to be connected. The only way I could serve the product was to get all of the responsible people in the room. And I said, there's got to be a better way. And it was then that I discovered quality, which basically is a systematic approach to solving customer needs. And there's a lot of parallels in the approaches between the deployment of technology and what's called quality management in terms of what NIST calls it, its performance excellence. So I got out of technology, and I believe technology is an extraordinary how. I think you have to nail down what the specific problem is that you're trying to solve. What is it that the citizen wants first? And then you deploy the technology in the context of what the citizen wants. And if you're doing anything else, then arguably you're deploying technology in a way that may not take you where you want to go.
You've described a little bit about the background that you have in that, but can you tell us more about your career prior to joining OMB?
Well, I'm a veteran. I served time during the Vietnam era in the Air Force. Not something I would have chosen to do, but it ended up being a fabulous experience. I leveraged that, got a job in what was called the Bell System at the time, what's now called Verizon. My first programming job was out on Route 29 at Fairland Data Center, and basically worked for them in installing large network systems that had been developed by AT&T and Bell Labs. In that regard, then, was approached by Mountain Bell, which is now was US West and is now Quest, to go out and install those same systems, and so moved to Denver. So I had 24 years of experience in what was called telecom and large network systems, as well as systems planning, and then ultimately I got to do product management. Moved from there, took a job as the chief quality officer at the United States Postal Service in 94, moved back to Washington. I worked for Marvin Runyon in that position and really understood for the first time the importance of deploying private sector approaches in the federal government. And we did so effectively, I think, for a period of time. We raised overnight delivery scores to levels that I'm not sure the organization ever figured they could reach, and they did. And also at the same time took out a tremendous amount of cost and really put off a rate increase for longer than in recent memory. So basically, I think what we can remember from that is that government employees are as competent as anybody around. And my experience is they just need to be given the right direction and the right tools, and they'll be as successful as anyone. Became chief technology officer under Bill Henderson. Great job. Pretty large-scale technology deployment and so forth, was responsible for Y2K. And as soon as we successfully completed that, I decided I really needed to go back into the private sector and really understand what is this thing called the Internet. So I jumped into the dot-com arena, went to work for a company called EarthWeb Inc., which is now Dice Inc. At the time I joined them, they were online portal, content management, online job board, and certification for IT professionals. I was a senior vice president and chief technology officer there. I oversaw in total, 30 or so production sites, learned like crazy. I had two objectives there. One was to learn a lot, and the other was to never have to work again, and I achieved one of those two objectives. In all truth, Dice is still in business because the business case worked. There's real customers for the IT professionals as well as the companies that are looking for them. That was a great experience. And then I had the unfortunate circumstance of being a national airport on 911. I was a commuter to New York, and our site was served out of Des Moines. I was waiting in National Airport for a flight to Des Moines to go to our site, trying to have a conference call with the CEO and chief financial officer at my office in Manhattan overlooking the World Trade Center. And needless to say, I never completed that conversation with them because they were standing at the window observing the horror that we all experienced. But basically, standing there in National Airport, I decided personally this is not going to happen again on my watch. And it was then I decided that probably I needed to see what I could do to help. And then, just like so many other things that happen in people's careers, there was a destiny thing. I resigned from my position at Dice and had observed what Mark Forman's mantle was, his mission in a conference, and heard that he had a job opening. And was fortunate enough to connect with Mark, and we immediately hit it off because we have a similar approach in the way we deploy technology to serve customer needs, and here we are.
Your career is interesting. You've worked in both the public and the private sector. You began to contrast some of the differences. I wonder if you take us through sort of your perception of the differences and also the similarities in the two sectors.
When I was working for the Postal Service, I really thought I was working for the federal government, but the Postal Service is a hybrid in that the Postal Service really does have products and services. And so I saw, other than the fact that the Postal Service was created by legislation as opposed to a marketplace decision, a lot of similarities there. The tools, both the quality tools and the deployment of technology was very similar. It was a bit more regulated. But not that different than being in a regulated telecom. I mean, there was the Postal Rate Commission. We had the FCC. So there's a lot of similarities even in a regulated telecommunications entity. And then, as I already mentioned, the people are rock solid. The education is good. The human capital management piece is certainly excellent. What I've noticed, and this is the major issue of transformation, now that I'm in, quote-unquote, the real government, which really is government that is implemented in terms of agencies and programs, is there's a fundamental difference in the way a company is constructed in the free market, where you rally around customers, focus on customers, and deploy products. This government is, certainly you've got the three big pieces that our forefathers created, legislative, the Hill, and executive. That's different. And then also the way the citizen has been served up to this point is different, in that the services to the citizens are hatched, if you will, in agencies and programs. And it's a fundamental difference. I have to say to you, it also gets directly in the way some days in terms of getting the citizen what they really want. Ergo, the reason why we're doing e-government transformation.
That's a good point to stop on. Rejoin us after the break as we continue our conversation with Norm Lorenz of OMB. Do you know what enterprise architecture is? You'll find out when we ask Norm when the Business of Government Hour returns.